a glass of wine, so.
All right. Well, I've already started recording, so.
Oh, great.
So we are in episode 31.
You recorded without my permission.
It's a one consent state. We learned that last week in a post. Episode 31.
That's right, we did. There we go.
Episode 31.
Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
We got a few things.
The most important announcement. I mean, we can make this announcement and we can just end the podcast. Donut Land is closing, as they did last year, for Christmas break. Just from Christmas Eve until January 2nd, you won't be able to get donuts at Donut Land. But then they'll come back, the tears will end.
See, you can't even freeze donuts, so I don't know what we're going to do. I guess they need to go get an apple fritter this week. Only a couple more days, though, right? Oh, Sunday, so mm-hmm. We only got 2 more days. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yep, stock up.
All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See ya, we're out.
Bye.
No, wait, we're just joking. Hang on a minute. All right. We got a few more things. So, yeah. Brunswick Hills fire department's announcing they're hiring 2 additional full-time firefighters, paramedics. Just a little teaser on this. My feathers got ruffled, as they often do, because it said no nursing homes on there in big letters. And I thought, that's a horrible thing to say. And then I was edumacated about some of the issues that first responders are having with kind of being like a transport service, I guess, for firefighters or for nursing homes. So in the very near future, we are going to have a couple of representatives from the fire department on, and we're going to talk about that.
So they listed that under benefits. They listed that under benefits, no nursing homes, !
They did.
Because Brunswick Hills doesn't do that service, is that?
Well, Brunswick Hills does not have we don't have any nursing homes. We've got assisted living kind of things, but we don't have a nursing home. And the nursing homes are using 911 and dispatch and our fire departments as transport instead of calling a private company. So the fire department's going to give us some education, as I said, about that. And I will eat crow that day probably, but I still think it's worded poorly and I hate the way it looks, but
yeah. Interesting.
I mean,
so that's at the taxpayer expense, I would assume, at least partially.
Yeah, because they're tying up our first responders. But anyway, let's go on and we'll find,
interesting.
We'll find out more about that after the first of the year. We'll have representatives from the department on and we'll dig into that a little bit deeper.
All right, cool. We got Wreaths Across America ceremony happened earlier this week. Jeff Hansen took a bunch of pictures for us. What a great thing for veterans' graves at Westview.
Yeah, and I love seeing the young lady, too. She got like a crash course, and they let her be part of the color guard and fire some of the arms there. So that was really cool. It's been a rough week in Brunswick. We've had several fires, house fires. So we just wanted to make you aware of that. I'm not sure. It seems like every single one of them is something different as far as the, I don't want to say alleged, but I guess, there's never a formal statement. So it's all hearsay. So this latest one was, thank heavens, in a vacant house that was just sold. I don't know. I don't know what to say. You got any thoughts on that? Or
I'm just glad everybody was safe. Nobody was hurt. I saw a picture of a fireman carrying out a dog that looked pretty injured, but luckily it'll survive.
Yeah, I think it's okay. That young man actually is a son of a friend of mine, Fran. I'm going to butcher her last name. I don't even know it, but I just call her Fran. Vitani. Anyway, they moved to Florida, but they lived in the township for a long time. And so one of her sons is behind, and that's a fireman. And so thank you to him. Him for helping rescue that dog. He was very proud that he could help. So
right, remember your first responders this holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be taking them cookies tomorrow, but don't tell them.
It's my secret, but hopefully they don't listen to the podcast.
So also on a somewhat sad note, Dairy Queen had some shelving stolen, and it's kind of expensive steel shelving. So sure. If anyone knows anything about that and can get it back to them, that would be great. They were going through some renovations. It was not over by the trash. It was just in the back of the building, and somebody decided to help themselves. And so they don't want to involve the police, but if they have to, they have to. But
yeah,
hopefully somebody will do the right thing and get it back.
That's too bad. Brunswick Dairy Queen does so much for the community too, and sponsorships and special nights. And hopefully we can get that back for them.
Yeah, they're very giving. So for somebody to take from them is just, that's very sad. So.
Hopefully it was just an accident. Maybe they thought they were thrown in the trash, but, you know, it wasn't near the dumpster, so.
Yeah, I don't go for that, but anyway. Mm. What else we got?
Ah, T-shirt Tom is back at the Red Onion for last minute holiday gifts daily, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. until Christmas, and then Christmas Eve until 3 p.m. So if you're looking for some last minute sports gear, check them out outside of the Red Onion.
I drove by there the other day when we got all that snow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, when was it? Monday or whatever it was. And he's setting up, and I pull up to him. And I'm like, dude, why don't you wait till there's a blizzard to, you know, set all this up? So, but he is set up now. Quit the stuff's out, and he's ready to loving the Cardiac Kids stuff coming back. So
yeah,
that's the big thing.
He's got a lot of neat gear that you won't see in the retail stores. So check him
right.
out.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So I think we're going to take a quick break. We're going to remind you all of we still have the competition going on for decorating.
Yep. Back after this.
Mary.
All right, Brunswick, we've got just over a week left on our Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. Go ahead and find the post at You Know You're From Brunswick If. It's featured at the top of the page. All you have to do is find the category that you want to enter in, either business, house, or apartment door, and post a photo and one entry per person. It is people's choice, so you get people to vote. Whoever has the highest vote count at the end of the competition wins. Businesses are sponsored by Valpak and Mulligan's Bar and Grill for a catered lunch up to $500. Houses are sponsored by the Mascarino Group with a $200 Visa gift card. And apartment doors is sponsored by Niners Diner and Pub in Brunswick for a $100 gift card and Fair Trade Supply Company for $100 cash. So you can find that at the top of You Know You're From Brunswick If in a featured post and enter. Good luck, Brunswick. Happy holidays. Man, we're back. We got some events coming up this week.
Gosh.
And Christmas events are winding down. So
yeah.
We have Brunswick Middle School PTO Family Skate Night, Thursday, December 28th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Please no drop-off. All students must be supervised by the parent or guardian. Purchase admission at the door. It's $6 per skater, $2 skate rental, and $4 inline skate rental. And the event is organized by the Brunswick Middle School PTO.
And then we've got Manzo's. We've got a few things going on at Manzo's, right?
Yeah.
They've got a band or something coming up. Yeah.
On the 22nd, tonight, 8:30 p.m., it's a Friday, it's their annual Christmas party, free raffles, and they give away a Red Ryder BB gun every year.
Nice.
So stop in and enter in that.
Stop in and shoot your eye out.
The following night, Saturday, the 23rd, you can jingle your bells off with the agenda live at 9 p.m.
Hey, it's a family show. The heck?
And then they'll also have an ugly sweater contest and rock and roll bugaloo.
Alrighty then. And then we know of at least two New Year's Eve parties, Manzo's and Tangled Vine. So if you're interested in going out in someplace close by, check out one of those two. We'll see if there's any more pop up before next week. But that's a quiet. I mean, it wasn't a quiet week per se, but it's a short show this week.
Mm-hmm. We almost need
Santa's that, nowhere to be found.
We need to hire a content gatherer that can that can add some to the list
yeah.
or something.
As soon as we get paid.
All right, we need to find
then
a
we'll
volunteer.
Hire a content gatherer, right? Right. Exactly. All right, that's gonna do it for us. I guess we have to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we gotta say Merry Christmas.
We wish you the best, and we'll see you before the new year. We'll check in one more time with you guys.
Take care, Brunswick. Right. Merry Christmas.
All right, see you guys. Bye bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.